Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This episode is brought to you by Undeniably Dairy. Did you know some cows might be snacking on seaweed? Dairy farmers are researching potential nutritional changes to their cows' diet to help reduce methane emissions. Additional research and innovation are helping them save water and spend less energy on every glass of milk. To learn more about what dairy farmers are doing to make their farms more sustainable, visit usdairy.com.
Thanks to Indeed for supporting Skim. Are you hiring? With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on your short list of qualified candidates using an online dashboard. Get ready today at Indeed.com/skim. I like that sound. Tell me what we're cooking.
Steak and mashed potatoes.
Steak and mashed potatoes. These look like monster steaks.
Well, there's three of us for two steaks. That's not bad.
What if there were only two of us?
I don't think Nick would be happy if we didn't share a little steak with him.
Okay.
And I don't need that much.
Is that an old song? Share a little steak with me or whatever?
Pour some steak sauce on me.
So we're doing a quick skim here. It's dinner time on a
Monday. The Monday before Valentine's.
Is it? Oh, yeah. Friday, yeah. What are we doing? I forgot.
I've been working. Well, I'm making dinner that night.
What are we going to have?
Crab legs.
Wait, I thought the kids weren't going to be here.
They're not.
We usually do that when they're here.
Usually.
All right. We're just still having friends over?
And we're having the baby overnight. We get to have the baby.
All right. We get the baby.
Woo!
Everyone loves the baby. So we thought we'd do a quick skim. We're in the kitchen. It's just us and the dogs. Rainer, get out of here. Go there. Oh, my gosh. Go in there. Go in the other room. They know there's a big slab of red meat cooking.
I know. They smell it.
I do, too, if I'm being honest. All right, Kim, I'm going to read you some emails from our list of contacts we've had in the last little while. Hello, Nick.
Hello.
Hey, buddy.
Nicholas, our son just arrived home. You don't have to say anything. We're just recording a show.
Okay.
Unless you want to say something, you can say something.
I'm good.
All right. Yeah, I know. You're going to be even better when you eat that later. All right, Kim, we got some messages. Would you like to hear them?
Some emails.
Let's start with the oldest first. Oh, this is nice. Tanner Goodman. You know Tanner.
I know Tanner.
He's a good friend of the show. Very nice guy. Says, hi. You guys said you haven't gotten enough emails. So here you go. Hope you guys have a wonderful day. See you soon in Vegas.
So it's just a hello email. I love it.
Are you excited about
Thanks,
Vegas?
Tanner. I am excited about Vegas.
Me too.
I'm really excited to try that one restaurant we have not tried yet.
Mama Fuco. Bobo Buco. What is it?
Momo
Fuku. I feel dirty saying it. Hey Nick, you should try these brownies made of what is this again?
They have sourdough. They're like sourdough. There's no sugar added.
Sourdough, no sugar added.
There are dark chocolate chips in it. You'll like it.
I'm not They're allowed really to eat good. That, am I?
Really?
Yeah, you are.
Here, I'll try
you
it.
Can try it. Corner. They're really good. My mom made them. She found this recipe.
Oh, they're actually not bad.
The one she made last night?
Mm-hmm.
Did you have some over there? They're not bad.
Yeah, we had our family Mardi Gras party last night.
It's normally tomorrow, right? Fat Tuesday's tomorrow?
No, it's on the 25th.
of?
A couple weeks from now.
Oh, it's still a ways off. I thought maybe it was last month and we missed it.
But we had king cake and jambalaya.
Well, Tanner, we're excited to see you too, dude. We'll see you in...
Gosh, it's next month.
Right?
Sorry, I have a mouthful of brownie.
Yeah, gross. What are you doing there?
Sorry about that.
Just kidding. Why can't I get rid of this? Oh, it doesn't matter. I'll do it here. Skim on the Bayou is the message from this one. Matthew Leek says, hello, Skim and Scott, or Scott and... Kim and Scott. Can't read.
Cotton Skim.
My wife and I live in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. It's Red Stick. Uh-huh. Stands for Red Stick in French, right? Louisiana. And I wanted to let you all know that you have plenty of fans in the South that would love a meetup in the area. I have been a listener of Scott since the early days of Extra Life Radio and have unfortunately not been able to make it to any of the Nerdtaculars or TMS meetups. But if you guys do plan a gathering in June, you can bet we will be there.
You are in luck.
Thank you from the sweaty South, Matt and Janelle.
We are definitely going down in June, and we are planning to do a meetup. I'm not sure where yet. It might be in Baton Rouge.
Do you think...
That's not far from where we'll be staying, so we could do that. Or we could meet up at the Café du Monde in New Orleans.
That's not a real word.
Yes,
Café what?
Du Monde.
Du Monde? Café du Monde. Tell me what that is.
Are you being rude, fam?
No, is that the place where you get the...
It's beignets.
Beignets, right.
I got to flip steaks. Hold on.
Flip the steaks. I'm finding another email. Yeah, Matthew, we don't know what that'll be yet, but we do plan on having some sort of meetup-y deal there while we're in. I'll listen to that. Go for it, babe. Turn it over. I want to hear it. Oh, listen to that meat. Oh, no. What's that? A fan? The thing's going to go off, isn't it?
I don't know. Maybe.
Happened last time. Listen, you guys, you may be here for a huge...
Smoke detector
bomb, yeah.
You open that door, buddy.
Whenever Kim cooks steak specifically, it's like something something in that smoke pisses off the system.
The problem is it's all in one system, so when one goes off, they all go off.
Yeah, they all go off, the whole house. Because this house, before we bought it, was a model home.
Yeah.
And model homes often are dumb. So...
I wouldn't say dumb.
You know what I mean.
There's a lot of houses set up like that.
They're kind of dumb. What's he? Oh.
Crack.
Like a butt. All right. So, Kim, I'm going to read you another one while you're there. You ready for this?
Ready.
Gary Fisher. Remember Gary Fisher?
Gary?
He used to be from Langtronics.
Yep.
Now he's in the Woody lot at Disneyland. He says, hello, Scott and Kim. I just wanted to say how much I enjoy this show. You two remind me of Debbie and I, obviously soulmates. I started a low-key campaign to get Debbie on my little podcast, Diary of a Senior Geek. She is reluctant. She doesn't think the world would be interested in what she has to say. She's a beautiful, intelligent woman, and I think my listeners would be interested in what she has to say, all 10 of them. Of his listeners, I get it. It's like, wait, you have 10 wives? Also, I want her to help keep me on track. I tend to go off on tangents. So, Scott... How'd you get Kim to agree to do the Skim Show? Your friend, Gary the Senior Geek.
Hey, Gary. First of all...
Wasn't it your idea?
It was my idea.
It's Kim's idea on the way home from BlizzCon.
It was more about... it was right after I was on TMS one week. And I thought, this would be really fun.
Well, here's what it was. The week before BlizzCon, you were on TMS.
2018.
It was really fun. 2018?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then we go to BlizzCon, and at that event and on the way home,
you
said stuff, hey, we should do that. And I said, hey, that's not a bad idea. You all right, bud?
And there you are.
And then we did it. It's a myth that I convinced Kim to do anything. And she rides me to make sure we get this thing done.
But Debbie, I know that people want to hear what you have to say.
I do. I'd love to hear what Debbie has to say. I've never met Debbie. Have I?
No.
It's only been Gary, right?
Yep.
It's because she doesn't want to go to this weird nerd crap that we do. I don't blame her. All right, so Gary, I hope that answers your question. All right, Kim, you ready for another one?
Yes, I am.
All right, here comes another one. Hold on a second.
I'm going to put butter on the steaks. Hold on.
Butter on the steaks? Oh, man. We're all going to die. Oh, look at those. And the butter's melting on them. Do we have any... blue cheese?
We don't at the moment.
Oh, man.
We have a little bit of feta. but I don't think it'll be the same.
That is not the same as blue. It needs to be like rotting cheese or whatever that is.
I don't think Nick likes.
No, our kids hate blue cheese.
Steak.
Do you?
Yeah.
Who doesn't like it?
I like it in certain situations.
Carter doesn't like it. Maybe I'm thinking of Carter. We don't have any kimchi left, do we?
I only like it on steak.
A little bit, yeah.
Or those like
we do.
Buffalo ones.
Oh, yeah, those are, yeah. All right, here you go, Kim. You ready? Gerber Siegbor. It's going to be
is that
Swedish.
Real name?
That's what it says here.
Gerber? Cool.
So, hi, Scott and Kim. First of all, apologies for my name. Good luck, Scott. But I'm Dutch, so we just live with those guttural sounds. Anyway, I really enjoy listening to your show, particularly when you talk about raising your kids. I'm still only at the beginner level. My boys are 5 and 7. Oh, I don't know, dude. I'd call that intermediate. 5 and 7, are those kids are getting old. And I'm already having trouble with one badass end-level boss fight, getting them to eat. The 5-year-old is in particular is very picky. He negotiates the number of peas he has to eat, and it's always a guess what he decides to eat. Some things are in style on one day and then have gone out of style in the next. He's like the Cosmo of eating.
I remember our kids going, okay, I will eat that, but I only have to eat 10 peas. I remember. Carter was our negotiator.
What does he mean the Cosmo, though? What does that mean? Not like Kramer. Is that what he means?
Like in and out of style, like the...
Oh,
okay. Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
Oh, I get it. All right. He says, anyway, have you ever experienced this with your kids, and how did you deal with it? Thanks again. Keep them coming, not the kids. I guess you've aced that level of the game already. Cheers, Gerben. Well, Gerben, did our kids ever struggle with that?
Oh, yeah. Carter was a negotiator. Carter was the one that would count them and be like, I will only have this many.
Yeah, they all...
But she's now... I think the difference was when we would go out, we would go to places that were healthy, but they could choose. We went to, like, salad bars. I know salad bars are gross for most people because kids have been there, but...
Salad bars are gross. I've seen kids walk up to them and sneeze on them. They're disgusting. But we did like that. What was that place when they were growing up?
Super Salad.
Super Salad. Oh, man. And as you can guess, you could get soup or salad or both.
And all you can eat ice cream. That's why they liked it.
Yeah, that was pretty much it.
Hello, everybody. I want to talk to you about Indeed here in the middle of the show. When you start your hiring process, you may have questions. Will you find good applicants to choose from? What about education and experience? And how will you know you've made the right hire? Indeed is here to help. Millions of great candidates use Indeed every day to find their next opportunity. You can post a job in minutes and use screener questions to help create your short list of applicants fast. Also, add skill tests to your job posts so you can be confident in your applicants' abilities. Their library of more than 50 skill tests ranges from industry-specific skills like accounting to general aptitude tests like critical thinking. Indeed gives you the smart tools to make hiring decisions quickly and to be confident that you're making the right hire for your team. Post your job today at Indeed.com/skim and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. That's Indeed.com/skim. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply. Offer valid through March 31st, 2020.
As far as how we dealt with it, just like Kim says, you just sort of try to work around it, try to find stuff they like and have them be a part of the decision-making if you can. So Carter became a vegetarian, which is weird, but...
When you find the vegetable they do like, make sure you have that a lot more often.
Yeah. Nick was never very picky. He would eat pretty much whatever.
I'm not picky now.
In fact, Nick had a period where he salad was his favorite thing.
Yeah.
So everywhere we went, he wanted a salad.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't do that so much anymore.
No.
We're past that phase.
Yeah,
maybe it'll come back around.
No,
maybe it'll come
wants
back around.
All the red meat.
Yeah, he wants all the red meats. He has the meats. But as far as like the other two, Taylor wasn't picky. She just ate whatever. She didn't like spicy stuff. That's about it. They didn't really, you know.
No, but I can understand the struggle because I remember dealing with it. But when you do find the one thing, I had a neighbor that had them try, every time they tried something, they could say they liked it or not, and then they didn't have to try it again, but they had to try everything at least once.
Yeah. One time at least.
Yeah.
Even Carter ate bacon once. Doesn't like it now. I can tell you that. Also, I wanted to make a mention of Will from Slidell, Louisiana, who sent Kim a chicken broth recipe that they call double chicken tea. Kim made it, and it's great.
It's awesome. It's eight to 12-hour recipe because it just cooks all day.
Yeah.
But it was a really great broth, and I've used it a lot since I made it.
And what you didn't say in your email, Will, is how amazing the chicken was that was left over. Because we took those two chickens out, and I've just picked at them and put them in other meals and stuff, and it's like the most tender, perfect chicken. I want to eat it now, thinking about it.
We have some left. There's still. It makes really good like chicken salad and things like that.
It's really good. So that was a great recipe. If you want the recipe, I'll make sure to put this link a little bit later in the Discord, because we have a link there for recipes and stuff.
Or it's room actually for the broth I used for our ramen the other day, and the chicken I put in our ramen bowls.
Yeah, it's very cool. Thank you, Will from Slidell. Oh yeah, we had that ramen. That was fantastic. Yeah, that was really good. People saw pictures of that and got jealous, as they should. Anyway, he lives in Austin right now. He's just from Slidell.
He's originally from there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, maybe we may or may not see him when we go down there. We'll see.
Hopefully.
And then one more. So you guys really bellied up this week with the emails. I really appreciate it. Jeremy Q wrote in questions for Skim. Hey there, Scott and Kim. Me and my friend are big fans of the network and what you two do. We often listen to Skim together at work when we get a chance. So recently, she has dared me to ask a personal/naughty question, since no one has ever done so yet. Obviously, it's up to you whether you want to answer, but the question for you two is, when either of you are, quote, where's Nick? Does he even want to hear this? When you two are in the mood, how do you convey this to your partner?
There's a lot of eyebrow wagging.
Does Scott just yell, penis, and it's time to go? Or do you, Kim, look at Scott and say, wiener, 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 chicken dinner. I almost said wiener, wiener, chicken dinner. And the next thing you know, it's business time. Here is the backup question, because I'm sure that won't make it. No, it made it.
It made it on.
I don't know. You just know. We've got a good relationship that way. We just know. There's no like, hey.
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby. You know, you try to keep things romantic.
And you try to make sure you understand each other.
Yeah, I don't think there's any real issue there. So here's your backup question. You two are looked up by many who see your relationship as perfect. Oh, they shouldn't be doing that.
That's so nice.
Yeah, but they shouldn't be doing that. How many times have I
do
stuff in the bathroom?
There's no such thing as
a
perfect relationship, though.
No, you were yelling at me today for not taking the trash out or whatever. Anyway, not as in without a flaw, but you two have found each other and have become the perfect balance to one another. My question is, when you two were younger, did you look up to a certain other couple as examples of what you wanted in life, whether it be your own parents, friends, celebrities, and so on? That's a great question. I don't think I did, because I didn't know what the ideal was. I mean, I had good parents.
Yeah.
So did you.
Our parents had good relationships. That was a good indicator.
Right, but there's things about both of our parents and our upbringings with our parents that we've tried not to repeat.
Right.
But mostly it's stuff like being too judgmental of your kids, or not letting them have the tools and freedom to find themselves, and trying to force them down a path, stuff like that.
What was it that we talked about just the other day? They stick you in this little box. They were like,
well, they label you. Yeah, my mom did that a lot, and I love my mom, but she labeled us a lot, and I think a lot of people do, and I have a hard time.
Was the sensitive?
I was the sensitive one, the creative one too.
Yeah,
the creative sensitive
one. On my side.
Sorry, my hip hurts like an old man.
I was the creative one.
We went to the gym today.
That's all he has to say. See, it's go time.
We went to the gym today, and there's, what's that thing where you push it with your feet?
Go and do the gym.
What is that called? No, I'm not saying it's a euphemism.
It was leg day.
It was leg day. So we pushed the big flat thing with your feet that makes your...
That looks like squats, yeah.
Yeah, it's like upside down squats or sideways squat machine. Squat machine?
Yeah.
All right.
Let's call it that.
I feel like we don't know.
We're going to get an email, I'm sure.
Some fitness guy's like dying right now. But anyway, we're doing that, and man, I thought it would help my hip. I think it may have made sciatic nerve.
She's probably rolling in her, she's not in her grave.
No, she's rolling in her healthy living space. I have like a sciatic nerve thing going on right now. It's not very common with me, but when it happens, it freaking hurts. And I thought this would help, but I'm not sure it did.
You probably didn't.
Anyway, if that's not sexy, what is? All right. Did you have anybody you looked to and went, oh man, that's the kind of mom slash husband or wife I want to be?
I think it was a daily, you work at it every day.
Yeah.
So there was never a, when I get to that point, I'm done. There was never that, so.
For some reason, I'm looking at a potato while we're talking about this, and it's freaking me out.
We're going to move that over. Sweet potatoes on the counter. I need to cook those.
Okay. They look like turds.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. So thank you for that. Great double question there. I feel like we answered both of those pretty well.
Scott just has this, has a keyword. He's just like, turds.
Turds.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, that's all I got for emails.
Thanks for asking.
Aren't those great? Oh, we got one more long one. Should I read this one?
Sure.
Okay. Niels Lauterjock. Niels Lauterjock. Does that
like
look right?
I like it. Yep. That looks about right.
He says, hey, Scott and Kim, a longtime listener. Been 10 years, I think, from over the pond, and I'm happy to have found the Skim show. It's a lot of fun, but I'm kind of shocked by the fact that you guys don't travel together and don't have any tattoos. We don't travel like crazy. Kim wishes I traveled more.
I travel more than you do.
Yeah,
because
I don't love traveling.
We do travel together when we go to meetups and stuff.
Yeah, when we go to stuff, we go together. I don't like to go anywhere and she's not there.
Just so you know, I do have a tattoo.
Oh, Kim has a tattoo. Yeah.
I do. I'm not going to tell you which.
No, it's on her arm. It's not like something weird. She got a little tattoo.
It's a queen bee.
The reason I haven't gotten one is because it's so permanent that I haven't been able to pull the trigger. I don't have any problem with people getting tattoos. I have a problem with my own tattoo idea and whether I'd be sick of it a week later.
Okay, then you need to finish this email.
Okay, there's more, he says. Here comes the solution. Me and my wife own a tattoo studio in Germany, and we are your greatest European fans.
So nice.
And Germany is in Europe, right next to Paris, in fact. Yeah, I know. You guys attacked him back in the 40s. I know about that.
We have somewhere to go. You could get your first tattoo.
He says, even though some people like to read Mein Kampf while queuing for some other shooter, and while you and me may be too far, too old for anyway, Germany is a pretty place, yeah. Anyway, it's just an offer. I'd love to give something back to someone who's helped me through a rough and boring and insecure times, man. Did that Chris Metzen interview make me understand us having panic attacks? And Kim, I've only been listening to Skim for about 3 months, but I've always known that a great guy like Scott can only manifest by having an awesome woman by his side. I love that term. And you deserve to enjoy Europe with an uncomfortable money-spending Scott at your side. The tattoos would be free of charge anyway, and we know the best places for awesome dinners. Love and happiness, Niels and Nadine. Or
that's
Nadine.
Amazing.
Says, please don't read out our studio name because I don't want people to think I wrote this to shut up for a free advertisement. Oh, we didn't do that, did we?
No, don't have the name.
I don't have the name here, so we're okay. Because it's right there.
Okay.
Yeah, we're not going to say it out loud. That is a really sweet offer, and the truth is I do want to go to Europe, and when I go, I want Kim to be with me. So when we go, we're looking you up.
Absolutely. That's a fantastic offer.
So that's what I should do is whatever
really
I'm going
to
do.
To go to dinner with them. They'd know where to go.
Whatever I'm going to do with tattoos, I'll pick
wait till
one.
Then.
I'll wait till then. Then I'll get one from a real pro. And then also with the food thing, it can't all be like borscht and wiener schnott and whatever, right? It has to be like...
That's not everything they eat. That's not
I don't even think those two things are real things anyway.
I don't think so.
But like, what is German food? Like sauerkraut and... This is all stereotypes. I don't know what they eat. It's all just like
bloated... We're going to find out because we're going to go.
Salty cabbage and wet... I don't know. Whatever. Schnoodle. You got a lot of schnoodle? Anyway, we will keep your name handy, Niels Lauterjock. Lauterjock.
That's
a great name. And let you know when we come to Germany.
Thanks, Niels and Nadine.
Yeah, thank you guys.
Nadine.
I think that's it for the show. Is that food ready to eat?
Yes, dinner's ready.
Okay, we're going to eat now. Thank you all for joining us.
Thanks for all the comments and all the emails.
Yeah, if you like the show and you want to throw a couple of bucks our way, you can use the Frog Pants Patreon for that. That's kind of a catch-all for shows that don't have Patreons for themselves. You can find that at patreon.com/frogpants. And you can also find us on the Discord. That's linked at frogpants.com/skim. You can hop right in there and share your recipes, hang out, say stuff, ask us questions. What else? Anything else?
Anything they want.
Anything you want.
Ask us anything you want.
Yeah, ask us anything.
We may or may not answer it, but
let's get one final piece of advice from Nick Johnson. Just some advice for all the Germans and the French and everybody who's listening.
No.
Nick, what would you like to say to the people?
No, I've got nothing.
You don't have anything? Just some advice, good advice.
I don't have any.
I know you have good advice. Like,
Don't skip leg day.
Don't skip leg day.
Sure. Oh, jeez. All right, bye, everybody. Be good.
Ready for breakfast, here's the table. Father, Father, Bill, and Mabel.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.